AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Dylan Roof, the young man accused of killing 9 people in a Charleston, South Carolina church last month, has been indicted on 33 federal counts.
The indictment includes firearms charges and hate crimes. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says Roof was seeking to kill African Americans because of their race.
An essential element of his plan, however, was to find his victims inside of a church, specifically an African American church, to ensure the greatest notoriety and attention to his actions.
Lynch says there is no specific domestic terrorism statute.
Racially motivated violence such as this is the original domestic terrorism.
Dylan Roof faces up to life in prison or the death penalty. No decision has been made on that yet. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Amid conflicting accounts from a Texas jailer that an Illinois woman found hanged in her cell had tried to kill herself before, but was not depressed, according to another jailer, an attorney for Sandra Bland's family says it has a lot of questions about how she died after a traffic stop on July 10th.
Right now, Sandy is speaking, and this family feels that Sandy is speaking. She's speaking, saying, find the truth. Find the answers. We want the answers, and Sandy demands them.
A San Francisco Bay Area police sergeant was shot and killed during an early morning traffic stop.
Sergeant Lunger got out of the car and approached the driver's side of the vehicle. The driver shot Sergeant Lunger without warning. Another officer was on scene. He was able to return fire into the suspect vehicle. The vehicle fled the scene.
Captain Mark Kohler of the Haywood Police Department says a person of interest is being held, but has not been arrested or determined to be a suspect in the slaying. This is AP Radio News. The Obama administration sent Secretary of State John Kerry to Capitol Hill today to give lawmakers a closed-door briefing on that nuclear agreement with Iran.
The administration is said to have made a very strong defense of the agreement, which one committee chairman says was greeted with skepticism. Congressman Mike Pompeo says lawmakers need to know what's in the side agreement that Iran struck with the International Atomic Energy Agency.
It's an enormous problem to be asked to vote on an agreement which you have not seen in its totality.
Democrat Jim Himes says that is standard for the IAEA.
That's in fact the way the IAEA does and has always operated.
Secretary of State Kerry and the rest of the administration team can expect some very tough questioning when they go before a Senate panel. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Technology shares led a slump in stocks today. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 68 points. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.